You know, I learn new terms almost every week. For those of you who haven't heard of white clawing, that's what we're going to hop in today. White clawing is a dating term that refers to dating another person basically off of their physical appearance, despite nothing else gelling. So if you want to get into it, stay tuned. Hi, and thank you for joining Dating While Black's radio podcast. Dating While Black was created to open real dialogue between the sexes in hopes that it will foster positive exchange and help cultivate our communities. The radio segments will address issues that relates to the world, our communities, relationships, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and we hope you enjoy this segment. According to a recent article conducted or published on Glam.com's website, they stated that according to one dating app, 27% of daters have admitted to white clawing, okay, and 42% actually admitted that they know someone who is white clawed. White clawing, again, is described as dating someone exclusively for their good looks, even though they are considered to be boring, dull, or incompatible to their partner. And I'm not surprised. I don't know that I would necessarily know the statistics behind it, but I am not surprised. And contrary to popular belief, men and women both do this, period. The thing for me is, I think we all can agree that sometimes people with good looks, we give passes to, and I won't say we, a lot of people get passes because of their good looks, right? And sometimes people give men and women passes because, again, they are blinded by their appearance, right? And the fact of the matter is that men do it just like women do it. The problem behind this is that you find people in very, very superficial relationships. Relationships with no substance, in which both parties are not even really on the same level intellectually, or just on the same level of interest at all. It's all about the physical, which is cheating both parties. One person thinks that they are in a relationship because, or someone's pursuing them because they genuinely like them. But in all actuality, it has nothing to do with anything that's within them. Can you imagine thinking that you found your perfect woman or you found your perfect guy only to find that they think that you are boring, that you are dull, that you lack any real depth? And the only reason why they put up with you or they're around you is because you are attractive to them. And it could be because you may have been the most attractive person that they've been with in their eyes. Maybe they are trying to attain some type of status. Maybe they're trying to make their ex jealous. But at any rate, it has nothing really to do about you. And the problem with this, and some people may say, oh, well, you know, hey, I get the perks of looking good. Beauty is only skin deep, and it is fleeting. It is fleeting. Because it's only a matter of time, especially people that marry due to beauty. It's only a matter of time that if there's no real substance there, that they're looking for the next beautiful thing. It is also really and truly sad for the person who's only enduring the relationship or pursuing only because this person looks good, because they too are missing out on a real substance-based relationship. A lot of times people see it as you can only have one or the other. It's the idea, or the idea that I would call the jock syndrome, that like this guy is handsome, but he definitely, because he's so fine, he can't have a brain. The truth of the matter is that people that are intentionally dating and dating with a real intention, the people that have the most success are those people that are dating with intention and know the critical characteristics and traits that they are looking for in their partner. There's nothing sexy, there's nothing grown about superficial connections. Yes, they may look good on a post, right? If you post or just hanging out with them, you may get compliments from your friends as to how great this person looks or how good you look together. The sad thing about white clawing is that it's a waste of time. It is a waste of time. Whereas one person feels that they're really and truly making connection, the other person is really and truly being a fraud, being fake. Only because they want the idea, or they want the everything that comes with having someone that they feel that is either out of their league or someone that is extremely attractive. It is also a very lonely place to be, especially if that is your aim, just to get somebody that looks good. Why not have a fulfilling relationship? Now, when I first heard about white clawing, I was like, what is this? I Googled it, right? And there is a drink that's called White Claw. There's a drink called White Claw, and I haven't seen it anywhere. But again, I wanted to bring this out because, again, it's a form of fraud completely. And yes, there's nothing wrong with wanting to have someone to look good, but it's a form of fraud. I can't even say this with good conscience, but it has to be hard to be on the other, actually being with someone that you think is dull or dumb or not on your level. I don't know how someone moves through life and does that at all. Now, there are ways to tell whether or not you are a victim of white clawing, and some of you may say, yeah, I think I was, but there's a couple ways to determine if you have been a victim of this white clawing, because there are some general signs that typically happens if you are a victim of this, okay, or if you've experienced this. Now, I will preface this by saying some people just don't care. You know what I mean? Some people just like, well, it is what it is. But if you are on the receiving end, if you've been white clawed, you can really and truly notice some signs. There's a lack of emotional connection. You feel like your partner is emotionally distant or disconnected from you. They may not even engage in meaningful conversations or show empathy. They also do, especially early on, have a superficial interest. They are more focused on your external attributes, such as your physical appearance, your social status, your material possessions, rather than you, your values, or your emotions. Another way to kind of figure out, you may really and truly experience very shallow conversations. Normally, it may revolve around superficial topics, such as appearance, material possessions, rather than meaningful conversations. Now, a lot of these also are things that happen when the person is just not interested in you. But white clawing has a very, very subtle tone to where they are super interested and super, super judgy. And I won't say judgy, it's not the best word, but they are very, very focused on your physical appearance. When I say judgy, it makes it seem as though I'm alluding to the fact that they are putting you down. That's not necessarily the case. But white clawing, they care about showing you off. And that's a good thing, right? In healthy relationships. But in this case, all they care about is your appearance. There's never really any depth to your relationship or connection. It's all about your appearance, how good you look, always wanting you to be around so maybe they can show you off. But when it's you and this person, there's no real depth. It's all superficial, right? They want you to wear certain things because you look good in it. And it's never any real conversation about real, true depth. Again, the shallow conversations are around superficial topics and appearances is a very, very huge sign. If you think you have been dealt this way, it's essential to not just assume. Have an open and honest conversation with the person that you're dating about your concerns. You know, communication is key. You don't just jump out and say, do you know what white clawing is? I think this is what it is. Because if that's what they're doing, that's their aim, they're going to change and modify behaviors, right? But you want to communicate in a way that you feel, then lead with your feelings. And if you don't see a change, and especially like during the dating phase, and this is who they are, you have to accept it for what it is and make the decision that's best for you. In healthy relationships, it's more than just physical appearance, because appearance fades. It just fades. Anyway, that's that. That's all I have on white clawing. Have you heard of white clawing before? What are your takes on it? Hit me up at info@datingwhilebackpodcast.com or on our Facebook page, Instagram, or you can hit me up personally. I am on Instagram as I am D Moore. All right. And with that, this is D and I'm out. Bye. That concludes this episode of Dating While Black. I want to thank everyone who has supported this podcast, who sent emails to info@datingwhileblackpodcast.com, as well as those of you who visit the site and attend the events that we have, both the paid ones as well as the free ones. If you have any episode ideas, we're open to them. Check out the website at datingwhileblackpodcast.com. Bye.